Welcome to Dr. Ng's Tena Tena midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage. And breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently as we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or 10 minutes to consciously connect with the ground of being, the source of all that is, the spirit of life within. Inhale. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'd like to share Psalm 45 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. I address my verses to the heart of all hearts. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. My heart overflows with gratitude and peace. You are the lodestar for humankind. Grace springs forth from your love. You, who are closer than our breath, speak to us from the silence. Those who listen and heed are blessed beyond belief. Put on the voice of authority, O beloved. Speak to us in your glory and grandeur. With mercy and strength go forth for the cause of truth to teach love's way. With resolute authority awaken your people towards wholeness. Your ways are narrow, and few there are who choose to follow. Many stumble and fall all along the way. Your divine presence endures forever and ever. Your sovereign edict is ordained with justice. Your love is unconditional, without reserve. Therefore, O Creator, O heart of love, anoint us with the oil of gladness to share with all. Your raiment is as a fragrant blossom, fruits of the earth, healing herbs from nature's bounty. From every direction, stringed instruments will gladden our hearts. Our friends will be mature and kind, filled with integrity, standing beside us in times of need. Hear, O people, consider and incline your ear. Forget what has gone before you. Turn your feet to the path of love. Open your hearts to the beloved. Learn of humility. Be blessed, even in brokenness, for those are the treasures stored in eternity. All glorious is the soul within, the abode of the Merciful One. Through many trials and suffering do you come to the Beloved, refined by fire as you follow love's way. With joy and gladness you are led along, as you awaken to the heart of your heart. Instead of a house of fear, you will come to dwell with love. You will radiate the light of truth to all the earth. There will you celebrate the Beloved for all generations to come. The people will praise love's way forever and ever. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, closer are you than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. As we enter into the silence, we say, be still and know that I am God in the midst. We know that right where we are, your presence, your power, your life force animates in and through us. That every part of our being is alive with the deathless self-existent life that is your spirit. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but it is your spirit within that doeth the work. In this awareness, in this truth, we rest. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So as we humbly and consciously come into your presence at this time, we give thanks for your healing energy flowing in and through our physical form, expressing as perfect health, wholeness, and perfection. We give thanks for everything, all our systems, our respiratory, our digestive, every system in our bodies is working and functioning perfectly. We give thanks for our eyes that can see and enjoy your beauty of this world, for our ears that can hear all the wondrous sounds in nature, and our mouth and taste buds that can enjoy the wonderful food and fruits that we have to enjoy. Divine, Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, there's so much we take for granted. The fact we can turn on a tap and have running water, or switch on the light and there is illumination. Let us be ever mindful to be conscious of all that we have, all that we are blessed with, all that we enjoy that others do not. Let us be grateful and thankful for our family and friends. Let us be grateful and thankful for those that challenge us. Let us be grateful and thankful for every opportunity that we have to grow and expand and evolve in consciousness through the sad and challenging and the happy ones. Divine, Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, let us open the hearts and minds to be confident, steadfast, and sure in uncertain times, in the unknown, in the uncertainty, in the unfamiliar. May we know that we are never alone, for always we are one with you and all that you are. So as we hold in our hearts all that is happening, not only in our beautiful country and nation, but across the globe, we extend our thoughts of love, of peace, of acceptance, of tolerance, of kindness, of compassion to all sentient beings, regardless of color, race, religion, gender orientation, or anything else we look at that we think separates and divides us. May we come back to the truth and the realization that we are yours and that we are one kind. We are humankind. Divine, Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you know our individual needs, wants, and desires. Let us maintain an attitude of gratitude and stay in the realization and the conscious connection to you, the source of all that is, knowing that you will fulfill our every need. For you said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, ever grateful. And so it is. And so be it. Take a deep breath in. As we silently affirm our prayer of intention, I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Have a blessed and beautiful week. I look forward to joining you again once more from Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection on Sunday. Many blessings.